Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Did you see... I mean, I thought Evan was unathletic. Did you see...
Well, Matt, I mean, we could confirm that. It's not like you were wrong in that,
Good point. Good point. Did you see Mad Dog try to shoot
Just stick to the radio and stick hanging out with Stephen A.
But I thought he was athletic because he would play tennis.
I heard he hit a golf ball pretty well.
He was okay on the Sixers basketball team back in the day.
All right. The WFAN 66ers.
Nah, I'm calling nonsense. There is no way. He's not 93 years old.
Who was the best? Breen, Ed Coleman, those two guys were?
Coleman had a great shot, and it was great. Okay. Breen was good.
He played at Stepanak. He was good. That's probably it, right?
But Chris was actually okay.
Yeah,
with
no
shot.
Way.
Did you see the video, Dove, that we're talking about?
Yes, I did.
Listen.
I think he hurt himself afterward.
Yeah, he did. I thought he pulled up lame at the end. Now, I get it. He's not 50. He's in his 60s. Chris?
I don't know.
The body change is a little bit understood, and I'm not here to shame him for the optics, which were honestly horrendous, to be honest with you.
He is something else, man.
He's the best. But. Do not tell me that he was a good basketball player. I don't want to hear it. Because if you were, don't even try to sell me. I'm not interested.
It's fine. Don't take my word. You're going to see Mink soon doing a St. John's game?
Yeah, I'm going to see him Saturday.
Mink was the coach of that team. Uh-huh. He coached Dog.
Yeah, but Mink is nicer to everybody. Like Mink wouldn't have a disparaging word about anybody.
Did Mike play too?
Not hoops, I don't think.
Yeah, Mike's not bringing anything to the basketball court.
How do you know that?
He's not bringing anything to the ball.
He might be a sniper for all you know.
He's not a sniper.
Sitting behind the arc, boom, bang.
They weren't shooting threes back then.
Where do you think Breen came up with that call? I heard it was from the 66ers game when Francesa used to knock down threes from the baseline.
Did Francesa ever get a double bang, though? Because when something really good happens, you get the double, the triple bang for Breeny.
So you're saying Mike did not participate in that, Dove?
I don't remember him doing so.
Huesler? I should mention.
I can see Huesler having some games. Lean, you know, at that point, young, probably fast.
Very good basketball player, Gelb. I believe.
Who?
Bob Gelb.
Yeah, just tell us the entire. You were the coach. You were there. Who was there? Exactly.
Scazzeri played.
Nah, he's not bringing anything. Except maybe weed.
What?
Scazzeri can't play.
How do you know?
I'm just going to be honest,
man. You're judging books by the cover.
That's usually accurate.
But you didn't think Mike could play golf, and then he proved
you wrong. I didn't say that.
Are you sure about that?
No, I said he's got a weird swing, but before we play with him, then I'm like, I bet you Mike could score, and he did. Mike's a good golfer. He's solid, straight down the middle.
I would have thought, before I saw that video of Dog yesterday, I would have thought that he would be able to at least handle himself on the court.
Me too. And then I saw the video, and I'm saying that he was not good.
But that was not a conventional...
Doesn't matter, dude.
It was a half-court shot.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Please, guys, you got to go see this. I mean, I know he, like, he's still in good shape. He's thin. I know he runs. He's a very good tennis player.
Yeah.
I've heard he can, you know, hit a golf ball pretty well. I know. But just reacting to the video that they put out there yesterday, there is no way that, you know, Mad Dog was averaging 11 points a game for the WFAN basketball team in 1990. No way.
Why don't you do one when you go to the Colts game next or Kansas game
for basketball?
Next? Yeah, do a little half court.
I don't have to go anywhere. Go to my Instagram page and look at the shot.
Why are you doing it at St. John's?
I've already done it at St. John's.
Like a half court shot like that? You think you could be better than Mad Dog at the half court shot?
With my eyes shut.
I don't know.
Get the hell out of here.
I don't know, man.
I know you just messed it around. I'm trying to get me worked up. Are you insane? You could put a blindfold on me.
I mean, at least he came close. You might just
came
completely
close. He missed the rim by 30 feet.
I don't know. But
I'm not taking the bait anymore. Stop. Get out of here.
You're done with taking the bait. PT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Anthony is calling from Old Bridge. What's up, Ant?
Hey, good morning, guys. As usual, thanks for taking my call.
All right, Ant.
Even though I'm always arguing with Sal and he hangs up on me, I'm definitely still going to miss you guys. And the whole Stevie B, Diamond Girl, you know, all our nonsense.
I played that song the other day. And you know what I said to Alexa? No, I swear to God, I was in my basement working out. I said, Alexa, play Stevie B, Diamond Girl. And it actually played it. But I know you're right. We went through this.
Every time it comes on my playlist, I think of you and I crack up.
All right, get to your point before I hang up on you.
Oh, come on now.
Oh, be quiet. Two pop culture things quick before I get to my baseball point. Number one, Rambo had five movies. Original three, Rambo First Blood, Rambo, then the next one, and then Rambo 3. Then he did Rambo, and then he came back with Rambo Last Blood. So
okay,
they were five, and they were all
good job.
They were all pretty awesome.
Good job.
And BT, when you say about F you, pay me, you always say Ari. Yes, he did say that, but that's originally from Goodfellas.
Well, that's true. That's true. That is. But I cite Ari.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
During as a lawyer and the agent, obviously, for Vince and the crew, you're right. That wasn't right. Goodfellas as well. Absolutely correct.
You know, like Paulie in the restaurant.
I know. Can't make the payments, you pay me. I know.
Yes, exactly. You're right. Baseball, very quick. I mean, you know, you guys know I'm a Dodger guy, and the whole Edwin Diaz thing, I really don't care. It's just funny how all the Mets fans want to, you know, text me yesterday, I hate you. It is what it is. But I don't know if you guys have been looking at the X and everything going on since late last night, but the Dodgers are pretty much... they're going to get Schoolville.
I mean, if they, I've seen some of that stuff.
I have not
stuff,
seen Ant. That, and thanks for the call, Ant.
I have.
Appreciate the kind words.
Oh, God, oh my.
Well, what was the latest on that? I did not see any
just
of that.
Just some industry innuendo bouncing around the meetings. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. That would still surprise me a bit.
I'm just reading some stuff here as we talk in real time. Heyman saying Mets, Yanks, and almost all big market teams, and some others have checked in on Kyle Tucker. Okay, that's that. I'm looking for the Scooble stuff. I did not see it. Hoff is not in there. Maybe we get him on it and just see. But I would believe if it were legit, it would have came across my feed. I'm not saying that it's not. I mean, maybe the Dodgers do get Scooble, but until I see something definitive in that regard, I think it's all just speculation. And if he's available and the Mets have the top farm system, which they do, I'm not saying that. That's according to whoever grades these things. Then they should go get him. There's no excuse. And you shouldn't have to give up Nolan McClain to do so because it's 1 year left on Scooble's contract. If you get beat by the Dodgers for that, I don't know what to do. Then it's not just a Mets problem or a Yankees problem. It's a baseball problem where the Dodgers just have all the stars, and you're going to have to hope that things go awry for them and somebody's going to be able to knock them off.
I'd still be listen, there's not much that the Dodgers could do that would surprise me. First of all, if the Tigers send him to the Dodgers, shame on the Tigers. Not that you would not take the best deal. So to be fair, if the Dodgers offer up the biggest package with a talent evaluation obviously is subjective. So the Mets could have one publication, the top system, or the third. But if they don't like their prospects, or if the Tigers have a bunch of prospects that are in the same position where the Mets' best prospects are, maybe that's not a natural marriage. Either way, I heard this morning Boomer's dropping some good financial stuff. Mm. And the haven't talked to Boomer in a while, actually.
I was going to say, did Boomer drop any texts?
No, haven't heard from Boomer really in a couple of weeks, actually. Hmm. And the thing that he said was that there were 16 teams in baseball. Check this. This is why it's broken. 16 teams in baseball that have a lower payroll than the Dodgers pay the extra threshold, the CBT, the extra tax, meaning the Dodgers tax, the check that they cut for the tax for going over the threshold, is a higher number than the total payroll of 16 teams in baseball.
That's
why we're not going to have baseball in 2027.
Right, because it's obviously a system that is completely broken.
Think about that. I mean, I knew it was distorted, but when I heard that number from him, I'm like, wow, I didn't think it was that bad.
I was saying this yesterday off the air at SNY. Yeah. They need to contract. Baseball needs to contract at least two teams, maybe more. I mean, come on, what are we doing here? The Rays with Steve and Matz and their penny pinching.
And that stadium that they just can't get resolved.
Come on.
Although years ago, Sal, you remember this. They were talking about contracting the Twins. Remember the Twins were a team when they couldn't get the new stadium from the Metrodome, and then they got Target Field. And maybe the Marlins when they had issue with Joe Robbie.
And the sport would be better off.
It would be better talent.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Better talent. Which leads to better competition. Instead, it's just all about money. Everybody's making decisions based on the wrong thing.
You're right.
Just get the best players put in there, have the best games, and then the sport would benefit because of it. Not just, well, let's have a team in this market even though they suck and water down the competition. No.
Well,
pace of play this. But no, it's about quality of play. You got two teams worth of people at least that shouldn't be in the big leagues. That's the problem.
I know. Although I do think, and not even to get into this now, I do think there are a few viable cities. And I think if you follow this stuff, you know the cities. Obviously, there's talk about the Expos going back up to Canada. That's a country of it, but going to Montreal. I think Charlotte's viable. I mean, I wouldn't touch Portland with a 10-foot pole myself.
Well, contract and then maybe relocate a couple?
Yeah, I think that's an option. I do.
Now, I would never take away the Pirates just because of their history, but you got to get somebody in there who could spend. It's as simple as that. They're not good. But the Rays, the Marlins, the A's, those are three teams.
But at least the A's have Vegas coming.
Yeah,
that beautiful stadium off the strip.
I mean, I guess.
Have you seen the renderings for it, right? The digital renderings at this point is pretty sick.
Is Vegas going to play in baseball?
I mean, it's a smaller stadium. Instead of going for that 50,000 monstrosity that they had, whatever it was at the Coliseum, it's going to be, I think, 34, 35. So more of a premium on seats, which should, with an increased revenue stream, should be fairly appealing. I don't really have the absolute answer for that. But think about this, too, because you nailed it. They don't care about what the sport looks like. Because if you contracted, I'm with you conceptually, if you contracted two or three or four teams, whatever the number would be, well, then you wouldn't have those middling AAA arms who are in the majors. And
right.
I know, it would get better, there's no doubt. Much like in the NFL, if you didn't stretch it out to 17 games and book it, it's coming, eventually 18 games, you wouldn't have, the first month of the season wouldn't be so lackluster because, you know, it wouldn't take so long for the season to get going. There wouldn't be such a rash of injuries. So the NFL would be a better product. They don't care. We know this. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They don't care about our listeners. They care about the money. And the quicker everybody can understand that, the better off.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.